blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Politicians here in D.C. are always looking for someone to blame for all the problems that we face. China is at the top of that list. Congress is writing a powerful anti-China package of bills. There's no question about it. China has been aggressive and not a good neighbor with countries close at hand. Also, they've had a campaign of genocide, forced labor, and on their own people in northwestern China. We know they have a system to steal technology from the United States and other countries. So why not hammer China? Well, politically, that could be very popular. But I'm not against calling them out for some of their actions. But we don't need another Cold War. President Trump's imposed heavy tariffs on China, and President Biden has not lifted them. And however, it is time to sit down now with the number two country in the world. They're just behind us. Beating up on China may be good politics, but not good business. Phase one trade deal with China is still in place. And for the ag industry, our ag industry, they are our biggest market. We can continue to push Chinese to reform, but increase cooperation and negotiations in good faith. We have serious trade conflicts with other countries too. In some cases, trusted allies like Europe. President Biden and U.S. Trade Representative Tai have agreed with the European Commission experienced vice president to resolve trade differences by the end of the year. Now, that won't be easy. President Trump imposed steel and aluminum tariffs, and U.S. steel aluminum companies, they like it, but it has not worked. The tariffs have hurt our own companies that buy steel. And besides that, Europe continues to use non-tariff barriers to close the door on our GE crops. Our U.S. Trade Representative, Catherine Tai, reminds us that when it comes to China, U.S. and EU are on the same page. And I quote her, "We can partner to promote high standards, address shared concerns, and hold countries like China that support trade-distorting policies to account." U.S., Canada, and Mexico met this week to try to settle a list of differences over the USMCA agreement. Mexico and Canada are our closest neighbors, and we can't even get along. Our dairy farmers are not happy with Canada's trade restrictions. Trade disputes never end. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.